Chapter 11. Living Pain-Free. You can take control of your pain without surgery or medication by addressing the source of the pain instead of just treating its symptoms. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Auguste Renoir. Pain is a fact of life. We all experience pain at some point in our lives. For me, it started in childhood when I went through an otherworldly growth spurt, every inch of my body stretching out painfully as I sprouted up nearly a foot in the course of a year due to a pituitary tumor. For others, pain occurs as a result of an accident, sharp and fast and traumatic, or creeps in slowly as the years pass by, growing from a minor annoyance into chronic discomfort that cries out to be managed over the long term. Pain is also big business, which makes a lot of sense when you consider that chronic pain is estimated to affect 20% of people at some point in their lives. There's an entire medical specialty called pain medicine, and there's an entire arsenal of medications to counteract pain, both over-the-counter and prescription drugs prescribed by doctors who are trying to help their patients manage pain that keeps them from living the lives they're meant to live. Of course, you know all about the opioid crisis that has resulted in more than 450,000 Americans dying in the past couple decades. Last year, according to the CDC, more than 150 million opioid prescriptions were filled in the United States. That's 46 prescriptions for every 100 people. But opioid use isn't new. Would you believe it stretches back thousands of years to ancient times? The Sumerians cultivated opium in Mesopotamia as early as 3400 BC. The colonial English were so enamored of opium that they went to war with China to maintain their access to it. What exactly are opioids? You may be wondering. Opioids, including oxycodone, commonly sold as OxyContin, and fentanyl, are powerful painkillers that are highly effective at relieving pain after surgery or trauma. The downside is that they are also highly addictive, so addictive that Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, is named in countless lawsuits that claim they aggressively marketed these painkillers as safe and effective while knowing just how addictive these substances are. Even over-the-counter painkillers can be suspect. Take Tylenol, for example. A tremendous marketing campaign has made Tylenol one of the most trusted brands for pain relief. But according to Dr. Erica Schwartz, author of the book Don't Let Your Doctor Kill You, each year acetaminophen overdose is responsible for 56,000 ER visits, 2,600 hospitalizations, and 458 deaths due to liver failure. In fact, just taking one or two pills above the recommended dosage for 2 weeks can be deadlier than if you tried to overdose. Shockingly, the leading cause for calls to poison control centers isn't kids accidentally ingesting cleaning supplies. It's accidental acetaminophen overdose. Close to 50% of cases of acute liver failure in the U.S., as well as 20% of liver transplant cases, can be traced to acetaminophen poisoning. At the same time, some researchers wonder whether acetaminophen is impacting something as critical and fundamental as our emotions. One Ohio State researcher who examined this found that study participants who received acetaminophen versus a placebo had a harder time feeling positive empathy for strangers, which matters because the ability to experience empathy is associated with more stable romantic relationships and more successful careers. Just like we should be aware that you shouldn't get in front of the wheel if you're under the influence of alcohol, you don't take acetaminophen and then put yourself into a situation that requires you to be emotionally responsive, like having a serious conversation with a partner or coworker, Dominic Mishkowski, an assistant professor at Ohio State who studies the relationship between pain and social behavior, told the BBC. Americans have been programmed to believe that there's always a magic pill to cure whatever ails us. Just take a peek at any drugstore aisle with a dizzying array of over-the-counter, OTC drugs and supplements competing for your hard-earned dollars, and you'll see the proof. It's buyer beware. A few years ago, a doctor told me to take Zantac, a common heartburn medication, following a bout of food poisoning. But guess what happened in April 2020? The FDA ordered manufacturers to take Zantac off the market, due to concerns that it could contain dangerous levels of a chemical that may cause cancer in humans. Another example is the commonplace practice of aspirin therapy to lower cardiovascular risk. In October 2021, new research issued by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force overturned this recommendation, as recent evidence suggests that the risks for those over 60 outweigh the benefits and could actually cause harm, including bleeding in the stomach, intestines, and brain, which can be life-threatening. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, analyzing how advertising changed when four prescription drugs became available over the counter, found that the drugs' benefits were emphasized more, while mention of their side effects plummeted from 70% to 11%. In medical school, doctors in training don't learn much, if anything, about over-the-counter meds. After all, if you don't need a doctor's prescription to buy them, why should medical school instructors spend time educating future physicians about their effects? But this gap in knowledge has led to the false belief that OTC drugs are harmless cure-alls. Often, patients don't even think to mention to their doctors that they're taking them. But some OTC drugs can be downright dangerous. By now, it should be pretty clear that with so many people experiencing pain and with current treatments so woefully inadequate, we need some new approaches. Fortunately, there are groundbreaking new tools to control pain that I'm going to share with you. You won't be surprised that these breakthroughs are coming from people outside the industry who thought outside the box. There's a reason that so many breakthroughs come from outsiders, because it's these folks who are able to look at a situation with fresh eyes and fresh perspectives to find fresh solutions. Remember, as we told you earlier, German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer said, "All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident." All this is to say that if you're in pain, don't despair. There are tools to help, and we're going to share with you how to access them and how to self-advocate. Over the years, I've learned that no one is going to care as much about your health as you do. No one is truly going to be able to put themselves in your shoes and understand the depth of the pain you're feeling. It's up to you to take matters into your own hands and advocate for what you need to feel your best. Although I spent decades with severe pain in my back and spine, I never stopped looking for ways to live a more pain-free life and to help others do the same. Today, my life is completely transformed in this area, and I want yours to be as well. I've been on this crusade for more than 40 years. Let me tell you how it all started. Growing Pains, My Personal History of Hurt. It is easier to find men who will volunteer to die than to find those who are willing to endure pain with patience. Julius Caesar. Everyone has heard about growing pains, right? I'm here to tell you that they're not some abstract theory. They're the real deal, and they're excruciating. After I grew 10 inches in 1 year because of that pituitary tumor, I experienced the impact of that growing spurt for decades. My natural growing process was entirely out of whack. My bones grew too fast for the rest of my body to adjust, leaving my muscles stretched, my joints stressed, and my whole body imbalanced. Even walking could be unbearable. Like a lot of people, I learned to suck it up and just deal with the pain. I'd ice everything, doing my best to cope with the discomfort with only the help of some frozen water. Because I wasn't willing to numb the pain, I wouldn't even take aspirin for a while there, I was forced to continue seeking solutions. I went from one doctor to another, hoping that eventually one of them would find a solution to my problem. I was in my 20s when things became less manageable. I got injured playing football. Then I was rear-ended twice in 4 months. The first time I was on my way to racing school, just 10 minutes from the track, when a car hit me at 35 miles an hour. I suffered minor whiplash. I was still very much in the healing phase when the second crash occurred. It was a few months later, and I was waiting at a stoplight, when I looked in the rearview mirror and saw headlights coming at me full speed. I remember thinking, that guy better slow down. He didn't. He fell asleep at the wheel, and I got rear-ended again, only this time at 70 miles per hour. Everything happened in slow motion. The cassette player exploded past my face and out the back window. The first thing I remember was being pulled from the car by firefighters who wanted to take me to the hospital. I didn't think there was any need for that. No, I'll see my chiropractor tomorrow, I said. Look, I can walk. But the next morning I couldn't. In fact, I couldn't even stand. My hips snapped underneath me, and the level of pain was off the charts. I started doing therapy after therapy after therapy, and I began to get a little better, but I never knew what would set me back. At 23 years old, I was doing my trademark strategy seminars, where I was used to running and jumping for 10, 12 hours a day. But now, as soon as I'd take a step up the stairs to the stage, searing pain would course through my body. I'm a guy who normally roams around the stadium absorbing and radiating energy, but now I felt like an 80-year-old man, confined to a chair because standing was too excruciating. I'd start to get better, then I'd get worse. It was an endless cycle of massive pain. I found small solutions along the way, but as the years went by and I put even greater demands on my body, I had to find more powerful solutions. Thankfully, I did, and I'll be sharing these with you in this chapter. But to help you imagine what it's like and the demands on my body, let me give you a simple example. I happened to attend a concert by Adele at a venue I would be speaking at a few weeks later. I was so touched by what an extraordinary performer she is, and to see her captivate 15,000 fans. But then I realized her entire show was just 2 hours. I, on the other hand, would be in the same building in a couple of months with the same size audience, but on my feet for 50 hours over 4 days in a row, the equivalent of 25 straight concerts in one weekend. Then I'd do it all over again 2 weeks later. So obviously, it wasn't an option not to find a solution to deal with my pain. Even back in the early days of my career, I realized that I was working my body to the bone, and that was the initial wake-up call. It forced me to take responsibility for my own pain and take control of my own health. I went on a quest to find innovative treatments and solutions. In this chapter, I'm going to share the best of what I've learned, starting with the unavoidable truth that to get out of pain, you have to get to the source of it. On this journey, you'll meet the visionaries who are liberating people from pain, pain specialists, doctors, and therapists who have spent decades developing and refining leading-edge treatments, including therapies that the greatest athletes in the world swear by. You'll gain a new perspective on how you can manage your pain, or better yet, become pain-free for life so that it no longer saps your vitality or keeps you from living a full life. In this chapter, you'll learn about 6 tools that I've found to be extraordinary ways to attack pain and reclaim function. For example, 1. You'll see how pain disappears when electromagnetic energy, so-called lightning in a box, or PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, is harnessed as a restorative therapy. Its incredible impact has been demonstrated in thousands of studies. 2. We'll share with you the incredible story and dedication of a Vietnam veteran who returned home with a Purple Heart and combat wounds that left him in unbearable chronic nerve pain that doctors were unable to alleviate. He was told that his injuries were irreversible and he'd have to live with his pain for the rest of his life. Because he wouldn't settle, he found a solution based at the source of his pain and not only went on to heal himself, but over the last 40 years has become one of the most sought-after experts to eliminate pain in the world. He's worked with everyone from sports teams like the San Francisco 49ers to the best golfer of all time, Jack Nicklaus. 3. You'll learn that a simple but powerful repositioning of the body called postural therapy can actually have an immediate impact on chronic pain. 4. You'll discover a microscopic drainage system that flows through the body, one that can be tapped to help release toxins and inflammation, even though scientists didn't even know it existed until recently. 5. You'll hear about a doctor who has combined ultrasound, a tiny injection, and a cocktail of bioactive molecules to unleash a powerful new treatment for pain. 6. You'll marvel at how virtual reality can actually be used to block pain signals from making their way to your brain and retrain your brain to no longer react to that pattern of pain. These tools and technologies are all grounded in the same core belief, that treating pain without first getting to the root of the problem is the wrong way to go. For the best results, you must drill down and find the source of the pain instead of merely treating symptoms. Sometimes, the source can be traced back decades. You may have forgotten the knee you sprained in college or the muscle you pulled in your back from a pickup basketball game a decade ago, but your body hasn't. And not only has your body not forgotten, but it may still be trying to adapt to those injuries, forever compensating for the dysfunctions they created. You see, the body is hardwired to protect and make concessions for injured, overused, weaker parts of itself. It's why your right hip might come to the rescue of a weakened left knee without your ever being aware, or why a seemingly minor car accident is inhibiting your breathing years later. At first, this seems like a good thing, that stronger body parts can take over the heavy lifting from weakened ones. But over time, compensations develop into imbalances and dysfunctions that cause tightness and tension and pain. The breakthroughs you'll learn about in this chapter are intended to turn back time and restore your body to pain-free living. Lightning in a box. The great art of life is sensation, to feel that we exist, even in pain. Lord Byron. Have you heard of pulsed electromagnetic field therapy? It relies on the idea that Earth is basically one big magnet, an idea supported by gravity, the oceanic tides, and the perpetual rotation of the planet. This massive magnet that is planet Earth is charged with electromagnetic energy and electrified by the roughly 8 million lightning strikes that occur each and every day. It's true, lightning strikes the Earth more than 100 times per second. Not to get too metaphysical with you, but energy is what sustains human life. Our bodies rely on a charge of energy to fuel every cell. Likewise, an optimal level of magnetic energy is required for optimal health. That energy is maintained when we consume the nutrients and minerals we need, get quality sleep, and stay active and energetic by moving our bodies. Of course, no matter how healthy our lifestyle, we lose some of that charge as we age. That's where PEMF comes in. It restores our body to a peak level of energy. PEMF therapy was first introduced as a way of encouraging broken bones to heal. In fact, veterinarians were early adopters of the technology, using it to try to knit together racehorses' broken legs. These days, PEMF is used for a broad spectrum of applications in humans, everything from cervical fusion surgery to depression to musculoskeletal pain. I'm living proof that PEMF machines, which administer a controlled pulse of electromagnetic energy, really work. Not a day goes by when I don't use my PEMF machines. That should tell you something. Let me tell you how I first learned about PEMF. Remember when I described the agonizing snowboarding accident that left me with a torn rotator cuff and pain that felt like a 9.99 out of 10? It was so excruciating that I could barely breathe. I flew to see a doctor experienced in platelet-rich plasma, PRP, therapy, a special injection of my own platelets to accelerate healing. As luck would have it, he was a huge personal fan of mine. He told me his life had turned around thanks to me. But then he dropped the bomb. After looking at my spine, he diagnosed severe spinal stenosis. That, plus my torn rotator cuff, compelled him to say, "One good hit, you know, from another snowboarding accident or jumping or being aggressive with squash and hitting a wall, and you could be a quadriplegic." I was dumbfounded, truly in shock, but I accepted his offer to inject PRP to see if it would ease the pain temporarily. Sure enough, it numbed the agony completely, but it also rendered my right arm useless. Hours later, with my arm dangling uselessly by my side, I had to explain to my audience of 8,000 people that I'd had a procedure. I asked for their grace and understanding, but less than 3 hours into my presentation, the pain roared back worse than before. Still, I had to keep my promise to take pictures with 100 VIPs in the audience. I'm 6'7", so people see me and think I'm indestructible, but in my head, I was screaming out in pain as they'd give me a hug or friendly smack on the back. But there was one woman who didn't do that. She was staring at me and analyzing every time someone hugged me. She knew what was going on. She had my number. "You're in pain," she said. "What happened?" I briefly told her the story. As fortune would have it, this woman was a spinal surgeon. She told me, "Surgery isn't the answer. It usually isn't in these situations." What was the answer? "In short term, you need to get the pain to a level where you can deal with it," she advised me. "In the long term, you need to get a PEMF machine." This surgeon explained how electricity would enter my body and literally calm my frayed nerves, circulating the lymph fluid, stimulating my body to heal itself. I flew out that night but could barely sleep. I was bleary-eyed with pain. But the next day, I found a PEMF practitioner who came to my hotel with his own PEMF machine. It looked like something out of a science fair project with electric pads that wrapped around me. I got on the table and within 20 minutes, my pain went from a 9 to a 4.5. Over the next month or two, I continued using the machine daily and making great improvements before I eventually flew to Panama, where, as I shared with you earlier, I had the stem cell therapy that completely healed my shoulder. These days, I remain a staunch believer in the healing power of PEMF and its therapeutic magnetic field. I've since bought at least a dozen PEMF machines, including an upgraded one from a company called Pulse Centers in Georgia. These machines are a godsend in terms of pain relief and healing, but I also use them for entirely different reasons. The machines boost my energy and concentration levels and improve my sleep. It has had a big impact on my overall daily function. And it's not just me. Studies have shown that PEMF decreases pain, swelling, and inflammation, and improves cellular metabolism and energy. Recently, my 83-year-old Aunt Carol fell down and was rushed to the hospital. As she was unable to move in massive pain and very fearful to be going home in that condition, I got her a PEMF machine that got her out of pain and helped her heal at an incredibly rapid pace, shocking even her doctor. I've used it with professional athletes I coach as well. Of course, PEMF isn't the only method of healing I employ. I've got an entire toolbox. I have my own hyperbaric oxygen machine, and I'm also a huge fan of cryotherapy, which can be a phenomenal tool for reducing inflammation and which we'll discuss more in depth in Chapter 15 on Visible Health and Vitality. But PEMF is my go-to. I don't want you to think that PEMF is something that only professional athletes, CEOs, and those in unbearable pain have access to. The therapy is increasingly being offered by holistic practitioners, physiotherapists, chiropractors, and doctors. In fact, the eGym locations we will talk about in Chapter 14 on strength have PEMF machines. I personally recommend that you get yourself an experience with one, and you'll be sold on its power and impact. Most people will do 3 sessions of 20 to 60 minutes and see significant positive changes. But I felt the impact, and many do, after just the first session, and I'm willing to bet you'll notice a positive change. PEMF devotees affectionately call it lightning in a box, and it just may be the right way for you to decrease both acute and chronic pain, increase circulation, and boost your overall energy while recharging your health. The mind-body connection. Pain doesn't happen in a vacuum. Maybe you got injured, maybe your body is stressed. Perhaps you're dealing with trauma. Pain occurs when your body gets out of alignment. Think about it. Our body's number one job is to keep us upright, balanced, and in sync. When something gets in the way of that, we hurt. It can be helpful to think of the body as a spider web, a vast and delicate map where all roads, big and small, intersect. We've got muscles and joints and nerves and blood vessels and capillaries that form the scaffolding, blood that nourishes, and lymph that detoxifies. They're all working in tandem until this smooth functioning is disrupted. You might overwork your biceps at the gym and suddenly your lower back hurts. I'm no stranger to overworking my body. In addition to my 14-hour-a-day, 4-to-10-day marathon speaking events, I'm an adventure enthusiast, a thrill seeker, I love pushing myself beyond my limits. But after being in those two car accidents I told you about, within the span of 4 months, I could barely function. I was lucky to be alive, especially after the second car crashed into me at full speed. At the time, I wasn't even 25, but I felt 3 times my age. So I kept looking for answers. And that's how I found Pete Egoscue. Now a best-selling author, pain expert, and radio host, Egoscue had dealt with similar challenges in his time as a Marine in Vietnam. He has actually figured out how to crack the pain code. Let me tell you how he did it. When Egoscue came back from serving in Vietnam, he returned with a Purple Heart, and from his combat wounds, unbearable chronic nerve pain that none of the doctors back home could alleviate. They couldn't figure out how to help him, so they told him he'd just need to live with the pain. You know that Marines aren't the type to give up, so what did Egoscue do? He set out to heal himself. As he dug into researching his own tools for self-healing, he began to discover different types of exercises to restore the body's equilibrium. He started with a fairly straightforward but completely profound insight. In order to heal, he would first need to find the source of his pain, his posture, and balance. You see, Egoscue believes that the human body is perfectly designed. Pain creeps in only due to overuse, injury, or underuse that puts the body out of balance and sets us up for injury. Egoscue's approach to body mechanics, which I was lucky enough to discover after I was immobilized with pain from those two accidents, is all about being in balance. He believes our biochemical well-being starts with alignment, and that most of us are out of alignment in one way or another. So he developed the Egoscue method, a kind of postural therapy designed to banish chronic pain caused by everything from sports injuries and car accidents, like those I experienced, to commuting, typing, and aging in general. Brian Bradley, who worked alongside Egoscue for decades, puts this in context, explaining that even minor injuries wreak havoc over time. If you sprain your right ankle playing basketball in high school, you're now dealing with a nervous system that remembers the ankle injury and compensates by putting a heavier load on the left side. So now that left knee suffers, in some cases for years. You've got to start going after the cause versus the symptom. I highly recommend that you read Pete Egoscue's best-selling book, Pain Free, A Revolutionary Method for Stopping Chronic Pain. In it, he lays out the exercises, he calls them E-sizes, that can realign posture and return the body to a balanced, more functional state. He believes no one knows more about our bodies than the people who inhabit them. Here's what he tells clients. We'll never know as much about your health as you do, so my job is to get out of the way and give you the tools to maximize your well-being. I first went to Pete to cope with my pain from those accidents. I had already spent a year in physical therapy and nothing had worked, but by the third session I had with Pete, I literally had no pain in my body. I couldn't believe it. But it made so much sense because we dealt with the source of the problem instead of reacting to the pain. I was doing great, until later, being the crazy man I am, I was being overly aggressive in a polo game and was jettisoned from my horse. The injury was devastating. But within 3 days, Pete got me back to my old self. Now, more than 3.5 decades later, I'm still doing his exercises to keep my body in peak form and alignment. They're a part of my daily routine and help me handle the incredible demands that I place on my body so that I can continue performing at the highest level. These exercises aren't time-consuming. They just take a few minutes, but the results are incredible, allowing me to do the things I want to do and feel great doing them. Egoscue has worked with some of the greatest athletes in the world, including golfer Jack Nicklaus, the late great NFL linebacker Junior Seau, and the San Francisco 49ers, coaching them to be pain-free and reach peak performance by addressing chronic pain and dysfunction at its source, rather than attempting to treat it with surgery or painkillers. My athletic skills aren't in that league, but the Egoscue method is helpful for anyone. After working with Egoscue for so many years, I've learned that injury compounds from a series of stressors in our daily life. Craning our necks to see our phones and hunching our shoulders to type lead to a stacking of small insults, which leads to chronic accumulated pain. So even if you don't get rear-ended twice like I did, modern life doesn't treat our bodies kindly. If you want to show your body some compassion and get yourself out of the chronic pain rut, I can't recommend the Egoscue method enough. Pete is a dear friend of mine, having made such a difference in my life for 40 years, and he's offered to do a free postural assessment for listeners of this book. You can do it on Zoom or on your phone. Simply go to www.egoscue.com and put in the code PAINFREE. Information is also available on our lifeforce.com website. After 3 decades following the Egoscue regimen, I know that pain isn't a foregone conclusion. I know how to eliminate it. Of course, this isn't my only tool. Easing pain with counter strain. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Chesty Puller. I've had every kind of body work you can imagine, and it all has some value. At the right time, a skilled chiropractor or masseuse is priceless. Most kinds of body work are based on the theory that pushing on tissue, massaging or kneading it, is fundamental to getting it to relax. So what if I were to tell you that the secret to easing pain lies in something as simple as some gentle repositioning? You might think, Tony, that's ridiculous. But I'm here to tell you that it's true, and to tell you all about this magical modality known as counterstrain. I was first introduced to it by a 75-year-old competitive tennis player. He competed at a national level in amateur tennis at that stage, and as you may guess, at his age, there were times when he would get injured from the demands of that sport. I shared with him some of the tools that had helped me, and he told me about counterstrain. He said, Tony, it's painless, it's quick, and it's life-changing. I tried it out and found it to be truly extraordinary. Let me share with you the story of how it was created and a little bit about how it works so you can decide for yourself whether this might be something you'd like to try as well. Let's go back more than half a century to 1955, when Dr. Larry Jones, an Oregon osteopath and the go-to guy for pain in his area, experienced success with a patient who was in so much discomfort that he wasn't able to stand upright despite having been treated by a couple of local doctors. This unfortunate fellow couldn't even get comfortable enough to sleep at night, so Dr. Jones spent half an hour experimenting with various positions that might make this guy more comfortable. When he moved the patient's legs up toward his head and shoulders off to one side, the patient was amazed. No pain. Dr. Jones excused himself to treat another patient, then returned to find his first patient had drifted off to sleep right there in the exam room. Upon awaking, this young man could stand soldier straight. He was glowing with relief. The next person to experience sleepless nights was Dr. Jones himself, as he turned this amazing and unexpected turn of events over in his head. What exactly had happened? After a few weeks of pondering this, he decided that the repositioning had triggered the relaxation of a protective reflex that had gone into overdrive. Experimenting with different positioning had stopped the spasming, helping the body upload tension so it could relax. It had actually reset the nervous system. Building on that insight, Dr. Jones continued to experiment with creating new techniques that hinged on the simple premise of finding a comfortable, pain-free position, and counterstrain as a modality was born. Importantly, Dr. Jones discovered more than 180 tender points that intersected with each unique treatment position. With proper positioning, these tender points of pain would simply vanish. This discovery was too consequential to keep quiet about. As Dr. Jones spread the word through speaking engagements, a book, and trainings, he began applying his approach to patients in more than 5 countries, including the U.S., Canada, Germany, Japan, and Australia. As the father of counterstrain, Dr. Jones inspired a young physical therapist in Maryland, Brian Tuckey, who saw that counterstrain resulted in a huge improvement in range of motion. Tuckey worked with Dr. Jones for more than a decade, learning how to administer counterstrain with precision. Eventually, as Dr. Jones aged, he passed the counterstrain torch to Tuckey. 40 years after Dr. Jones' eureka moment with the sleeping patient, Tucky made another startling discovery that would extend the fundamentals of counterstrain. He discovered that counterstrain can be applied to all inflamed, painful tissues, not just muscle. This includes organ, vessel, and nerve tissue, which enabled Tucky to expand counterstrain from 180 to over 900 treatments. Counterstrain works by releasing trapped inflammation in the interstitial pathways, the deep fluid-filled channels that surround our cells. These pathways are part of the interstitium, which accounts for 20% of all the fluid in the entire body. Science didn't even know the interstitium existed until 20 years ago. Now some experts consider the interstitium to be the body's largest organ, larger than the skin. Remarkably, even bone can be treated with counterstrain, as it can be utilized to alleviate vasospasm, reduced blood flow, and the nutrient blood vessels that transport blood to and from our bones. Refer to the PDF that came with this program to see two pictures that demonstrate resolution of chronic osteomyelitis, bone swelling, in a patient who suffered for 3 years with swelling and pain during everyday activities following a fracture and toenail removal. The swelling, bone marrow edema, was verified via multiple MRI studies from 2016 to 2019, and it had persisted despite multiple medical interventions. One medical practitioner even went so far as to suggest that the patient have the end of her great toe amputated to alleviate the pain. A singular counterstrain treatment performed in October of 2019 resulted in marked improvement and allowed the patient to return to trail running within 72 hours. A post-treatment MRI, November of 2019, was utilized to objectively verify the results, which can be noted by the reduction of swelling, bright white area. Persistent inflammation can cause chronic muscle knots called trigger or tender points. In fact, Tucky says that unresolved inflammation can underlie everything from tendinitis, sciatica, and bursitis to irritable bowel syndrome, chronic headache, and vertigo. This is a new medical concept recently described in detail in the peer-reviewed medical journal Frontiers in Musculoskeletal Pain. The manuscript titled Impaired Lymphatic Drainage and Interstitial Inflammatory Stasis in Chronic Musculoskeletal and Idiopathic Pain Syndromes, Exploring a Novel Mechanism, Tucky B., Cerbelli J., Rigney G., Vithillingham M., and Shaw J., published in August 2021, is a must-read for any medical practitioner who wishes to understand the latest theoretical rationale behind peripherally generated chronic pain and multiple other poorly understood medical conditions. With that in mind, here's what a counterstrain treatment looks like. Practitioners palpate the body for tender points, then decompress the involved tissues using only their hands, releasing trapped inflammation back into the bloodstream, disrupting the chronic pain cycle. The key to counterstrain is targeting the source of the problem rather than the surface muscle response. Unfortunately, most body work does the opposite, targeting the surface muscle spasm, not the underlying inflammatory source, which yields only temporary results. Amazingly, counterstrain releases take only about 40 seconds and often produce lasting relief. It's kind of like rebooting your computer, Tucky says. Shut off the pain reflex, wait a few seconds for the swelling to resolve, and voila. You can understand why the work of practitioners like Tucky could be key in treating, even eliminating, certain diseases related to chronic inflammation. Best of all, counterstrain is completely painless. No more mashing on trigger points or enduring the pain of dry needling and foam rolling. It's clear the counterstrain revolution is changing how people deal with pain, digestive problems, and chronic inflammation at the same time that it's reshaping the power and scope of hands-on therapies. Like the Egoscue method, counterstrain has attracted high-profile athletes, including star Portland Timbers midfielder Diego Valeri. Injuries had taken such a toll on Diego's body that in 2015, he came in last on his soccer team's preseason functional movement test. Suffering the strain of years of high-level athletic competition, he was no longer able to jump, as his ankles had essentially fused from repeated sprains. But 18 months later, following counterstrain therapy, Diego had improved markedly and was named Major League Soccer's 2017 MVP, shattering the Timbers' all-time scoring record with 21 goals and 10 assists. 10 of those goals were jumping headers, an impossible task for Diego prior to receiving counterstrain treatment. But counterstrain isn't just for elite athletes. It's a critical tool in the pain-free toolbox for you and me. I can't recommend counterstrain enough. To make an appointment with a counterstrain practitioner trained by Tucky, you can go to counterstrain.com/clinics or simply go to our website where all of the resource links in this book are listed. As Tucky puts it, alleviating pain and restoring function is about restoring hope. When you restore hope after it's been gone for so long, he says, you can open doors for people to do anything. Restoring connective tissue from head to toe. The world breaks everyone, and afterward, some are strong at the broken places. Ernest Hemingway. When Major League Baseball legend Miguel Cabrera could no longer take the pain in his right ankle, he didn't turn to a sports medicine doc or an ankle specialist. He'd already tried them, with limited results. Instead, he paid a visit to Dr. Abhinav Gautam, an anesthesiologist trained at the University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital. A former tennis player, Dr. Gautam developed Relief, a natural treatment for pain, limited mobility, and stiffness designed to restore damaged connective tissue in our hips, ankles, knees, back, shoulders, really anywhere, so that we can quickly vanquish pain. Relief uses ultrasound and artificial intelligence to zero in on scarred, damaged tissue and locate entrapped nerves within the interstitium, there's that new organ again, and across the body's connective tissue, liberating those nerves and repairing tissue without ever coming near a scalpel. Cabrera, a 2-time American League MVP and 2012 winner of the MLB Triple Crown, is a staunch believer. His pain decreased as soon as he began treatment, and his ankle mobility improved from 20% to 90%. If he chose surgery, he was told, the most he could hope for was 50% rehabilitation. He'd simply have to deal with the pain. But, just like Pete Egoscue, he refused to accept that, and Dr. Gautam, his patients call him Dr. Abhi, assured him he didn't have to. I was like, go to sleep, pain, wake up, pain, go to the field, pain, go to the gym, pain, Cabrera said in a video endorsing Dr. Abhi's work. After treatment, the pain vanished. When I wake up, I don't feel pain. I feel free. Cabrera's ankle was not his only issue. In 2019, 4 specialists diagnosed him with a chronic right knee injury. Told he would have pain and limited mobility for the rest of his career, Cabrera again turned to Dr. Abhi. Within weeks, he regained the ability to jump on his right knee, run pain-free, and hit with the same force as earlier in his career. For years, the sports medicine world has known about the importance of fascia, the pliant web of connective tissue that surrounds the body's muscles and tendons like an elastic hairnet. The fascia is what your trainer is trying to loosen when he gives you a foam roller before your workout. The fascia can bunch up and dehydrate over time. Nerves can get stuck, causing pain. And accumulated scar tissue can inhibit mobility. All of this can clog up the interstitium like a traffic jam on the way to the beach on a Friday afternoon in August. In fact, Dr. Abhi had experienced this blockage himself. After years of competitive tennis, he had built up scar tissue in his left shoulder. Years later, the tightness still hadn't resolved. One day, he used his ultrasound machine to zoom in on his shoulder and recoiled at what he calls stiff-looking, disorganized tissue. Then Dr. Abhi got to work, on himself. I was like, let me see if I can stick a needle in and, you know, rejigger things. He rejiggered to the point that he was able to break up the scar tissue and restore the fascial planes enough that his shoulder loosened up and returned to a range and ease of motion he hadn't felt in years. And despite the fact that the needle hurt like hell, leave it to a professional anesthesiologist to forget to anesthetize himself before sticking himself with needles, It immediately felt like a breakthrough. He now provides a local anesthetic for all his patients, so the experience is as close to pain-free as possible. "It was a real aha moment," he says, "this feeling of space being created inside your body." Dr. Abhi's goal is to create volume in the body, restoring the tissue planes and establishing some much-needed separation for previously entrapped nerves. He uses needles, I'm here to tell you that you can't feel them thanks to lidocaine, to break up the scar tissue and create more space. Then, to further promote growth and regeneration and open up the space where the connective tissue is hardened, he injects a specially formulated cocktail of proteins, collagens, and growth factors derived from healthy donated human placental tissue. "We're trying to trick the body to act like it's still back in the womb when it was busy creating new healthy tissue," Dr. Abhi explains. After Dr. Abhi applied Relief's techniques to Bob, a patient in his mid-60s with a long history of hip and lower back pain and immobility due to a horrific car crash, Bob got up and walked fluidly around Dr. Abhi's office. His gait returned to normal now that the scar tissue in his back and hips had been released. He was incredulous and overjoyed. "I just can't believe it," he said. Dr. Thomas Michael Best, past president of the American College of Sports Medicine, couldn't believe it either at first. Dr. Best is a sports medicine doctor, a biomedical engineer who earned his PhD at Duke University and serves as the Miami Marlins team physician. But he engaged with Relief on a personal level after suffering with hip pain for a decade. At first, he was dubious, but Dr. Best observed immediate improvement after a 30-minute treatment. 3 months later, his hip range of motion remained intact, and he was running pain-free. "My functional improvement was correlated to structural changes around the hip joint that were easily visible on ultrasound," he marveled. "When I first went to see Dr. Abhi, I shared Dr. Best's initial skepticism. As Dr. Abhi moved the ultrasound wand across my left ankle, which I'd injured jumping 20 years ago, he showed me how the nerves were trapped by this connective tissue that covers the interior of our bodies. I became a believer as I watched on ultrasound while Dr. Abhi gently inserted a needle and coaxed a nerve to pop free. Up until that day, I'd always cautioned my masseuse to steer clear of this ankle. Touching it made electric shocks course through my body. But after Dr. Abhi's manipulation and protein potion, I haven't had any problems at all with the ankle." Relief literally opened tissue that had been locked up for 20 years. Dr. Abhi has now trained others in this breakthrough treatment, and there are many experts around the world who are also using a similar technique to eliminate pain. One of these pioneers is Dr. Dallas Kinsbury, an internationally known musculoskeletal ultrasound practitioner who independently developed a similar modality while he was teaching residents at NYU Langone Medical Center and is now part of the Fountain Life medical team. Dr. Dallas is a board-certified physical medicine and rehabilitation doctor who is also board-certified in sports medicine. He is pioneering further work with the placental biologic material being developed by Dr. Bob Hariri and his team at Cellularity, and has now instituted all of the pain relief protocols that he's been using for a decade at all Fountain Life centers. "This is what my father-in-law had done to his hip, if you recall from our Chapter 3. Thanks to Dr. Abhi, I've learned that we don't have to blindly accept that aches and pains are just part of getting older. You start to think, well, my neck is supposed to feel a little stiff, or I'm supposed to feel this tightness because we think that's just what aging is," says Dr. Abhi. "We accept it. But I can tell you now, that's completely not true." Mind over matter. Pain is temporary. It may last a minute or an hour or a day or a year, but eventually it will subside and something else will take its place. Lance Armstrong. The sad truth is that there's some chronic pain that just won't go away, despite all the best tools. When that happens, all is not lost. In these cases, the key is learning how to use your mind effectively. That's exactly what's being done at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, where research in 2019 showed that virtual reality, VR, can lessen pain experienced by hospitalized patients. When patients suffering from any number of problems, from orthopedics to cancer, donned VR goggles with a choice of relaxing scenarios, they rated their pain significantly lower than patients who watched the Health and Wellness Channel on their hospital room TVs. Imagine that. An artificial world can offer a drug-free way to reduce pain. We've talked about these incredible results elsewhere in this book, but it bears repeating because it's truly mind-blowing that virtual reality both distracts the mind from thinking about pain and also blocks pain signals from communicating with the brain. Other experts are exploring how VR games actually rewire the brain so that it responds differently to pain. I believe that one day soon, VR will be part of every doctor's toolkit for pain management, says Dr. Brennan Spiegel, director of Cedars-Sinai's Health Service Research, who introduced VR to the hospital. You may note that I'm including websites for all of these pain solutions, and there's a reason. If you're in pain right now, I want you to get the answers you need immediately. So if you want to learn more about how VR is relieving pain, you can visit cedars-sinai.org/newsroom or through the resources section on our website. An additional tool for speeding up the healing process and becoming pain-free. Another innovative option for pain management? I'm sure you've heard about the powerful healing impact of therapeutic lasers. They were used initially in animals and horses and are now used by peak performance athletes and sports teams. Because of the nature of my work, I've had the opportunity to use some of the best. My favorite is the Genesis 1 laser, which we'll share more about in Chapter 15 on beauty. It's one of my trusted go-to tools for pain relief. My wife and I have several of these lasers developed by my friend Dr. Antonio Casalini, one of the foremost experts in the field. He created and licensed the well-known Thor laser for tissue healing, reducing inflammation, pain relief, and healing wounds. But Dr. Casalini didn't stop there. He is now producing wider spectrum, more powerful lasers in his Genesis 1 line. I take his lasers on the road with me as a must-have because they help me counteract the tension and pain that comes from running, jumping, and standing on my feet for more than 12 to 13 hours per day for 4 days in a row. They've helped me so much, I've become an investor in the company. Studies have backed up lasers' effectiveness when it comes to decreasing pain, inflammation, and swelling. They work by delivering energy to the body through light photons, which encourages self-repair. In fact, laser therapy has the unique ability to ignite and regenerate the body, just as plants absorb the UV rays of the sun and convert photon energy into chemical energy. Laser energy penetrates deep within the body. It's so incredibly effective that we're offering laser treatments for pain and rapid tissue healing, sports recovery and injuries, concussions and PTSD at Fountain Life. In fact, Fountain Life's COO, Dr. Matthew Burnett, is teaming up with Dr. Casalini to work on new evolutions in the field and develop even more powerful tools. I can't wait to see what revolutionary next-gen treatments emerge from their partnership. All these exciting innovations that we've talked about in this chapter can change your life from a world of hurt to living without pain. Whether you are seeking out the healing power of electromagnetic frequencies found in PEMF machines, the postural therapy of the Egoscue method, the gentle and precise repositioning of counterstrain, the dismantling of scar tissue to restore mobility, or the technological wonderland of virtual reality, these are some of the best anti-pain tools I know. Of course, stem cells are one of the best plans of attack, one of the greatest solutions for true healing for so many ills. And you remember Chapter 9 on the Wnt pathway. Perhaps by the time you're hearing this, if their final Phase 3 trials go well, you'll soon have the opportunity to wipe out osteoarthritis with a single injection. If all goes well, FDA approval is expected by the fall of 2022 or early 2023. Depending on when you're hearing this, the treatment might already be on the market. Here are three quick tools to be aware about, and then we'll wrap up this chapter together. Tool number one, avoiding addictive opioids in the event of an emergency. By Dr. Roberta Shapiro, assistant clinical professor Columbia University Medical Center, Department of Rehabilitation and Regenerative Medicine. Before you ever find yourself in the hospital, listen to this on alternatives to addictive opioids and new technology that is helping break the opioid addiction. As we've discussed, the management of acute pain has been a frustrating challenge, one that has led to gross mismanagement and ultimately addiction. Most of us are painfully aware of the opioid epidemic facing the United States, but few realize that there is an alternative to opioids for acute pain in most cases. Some years ago, I had firsthand experience of this when I fractured 3 ribs and was in severe pain. The emergency room administered morphine, which in fact had no pain-relieving effect for me. I asked them for intravenous Toradol, Ketorolac, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which, by the way, they were happy to administer. My pain literally was gone for more than 3 hours. So why is it that when someone goes to the emergency room with pain, they are often given Vicodin, hydrocodone, Percocet, oxycodone, morphine, or Demerol, to name a few? They are then sent out with a prescription for opioids. Same goes for postoperative pain, for which patients often awaken on a morphine pump, are transitioned to an oral pain medication, and then sent home on the same. Toradol is an extraordinarily safe, non-addictive, anti-inflammatory alternative with excellent analgesic effects that can be administered intravenously, IV, or intramuscularly, IM, in addition to orally, oral for up to 5 days. By having the IV or IM options, we can avoid the potential for gastrointestinal side effects. Because Toradol is an anti-inflammatory, we must always be aware of the potential blood-thinning effects and monitor renal function, but overall, the risks are exponentially less than the risks of opioids. Opioids have so many negative potential side effects, from constipation to altered consciousness, mood changes, and obviously addiction, and the list goes on. Toradol has none of these. I suggest there is an alternative, if not otherwise contraindicated. I educate every one of my patients regarding this and have done so for more than 20 years. The patients get relief, I do not create a potential for addiction, and the hospital-based doctors are more than satisfied with this request. Now, I am not in any way discounting that there is a role for opioids, but rather, why not choose a safe alternative first? Tool number 2, a promising FDA-authorized solution for treating addiction. But let's say you are one of those struggling with addiction. First, you are not alone. Second, a breakthrough company called Pear Therapeutics has created Ombi, the first prescription digital therapeutic to receive FDA authorization for substance use disorder. The app is used as a supplement to provide cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, in an innovative way. The app contains a dashboard of information for both the clinician and patient. This includes lessons, patient-reported substance use, cravings, triggers, medication use, rewards, and lab results. Even if it feels overwhelming to have so many eyes on your care, it's a community approach to healing. How does it work exactly? People struggling with addiction often have an overactive dopamine circuit in their brains. Pear Therapeutics uses that dopamine to retrain a reward system to enforce lasting behavioral change. The app causes a release in dopamine through a simple reward system just by interacting with the app. It'll give the user a smiley face, a $2 to $3 gift card, even the rare $50 plus gift card in response to different actions. This keeps people engaged and incentivized. And in weeks, it lays the foundation for a rebuilt dopaminergic circuit. Only 4 hours per week of talk therapy and use of the app more than doubled the rate of abstinence across all patients. 30% to 40% of people achieve abstinence after 12 weeks. And even better, people started to feel better after only a month. I know that can still seem like a long time, and no one said it would be an easy road to recovery, but this breeds hope that there are promising solutions out there. I'm so passionate about finding real solutions to addiction that I invested in the company as well. Tool number 3, the power of the ancient art of acupuncture. By Dr. Ji Chen, experienced practitioner, lecturer, and researcher of Chinese medicine, founder of Gaia's Clinic based in Modi'in, Israel. Why does at least a mention of the ancient healing art of acupuncture belong here alongside the cutting-edge medical breakthroughs at the vanguard of the future frontier? Because traditional acupuncture isn't just a relic of antiquity. It's still one of the most masterful therapies in existence. My patient, Tony Robbins, has found great value in its healing powers. Acupuncture is an essential part of Chinese medicine therapeutics, whose history dates back almost 3,000 years. Traditionally, acupuncture is performed as a therapy to mediate with qi, which is life force in Chinese language. Life force circulates along energetic highways known in acupuncture as meridians. These meridians are the body's intelligent network whose priority is to integrate the body's interior organs and exterior parts into a unified form. The communication between organs via the meridian network allows the body systems to cooperate in synchrony as a holistic masterpiece. Using needles, acupuncture taps into life force locations and stimulates its stronger gathering and flow. Using various techniques, needles can direct life force to flow into targeted regions and promote more active interactions among systems, the practice of which always aims at helping the body maintain a state of equilibrium. For centuries, acupuncture has been practiced popularly worldwide, especially for chronic disease management. However, it also proves to be highly efficient and effective in emergency care to relieve pain, ease convulsions, aid menstruation and conception, stabilize vital signs, resuscitate cardiac system, and revive the patient to consciousness after an event like fainting, shock, or coma. This is another interesting observation reflecting how quickly acupuncture can preserve and redirect the circulation of life force back to the essential organs and connect a person's body and mind with the environment again. Besides the traditional practice, acupuncture's analgesic effect has been developed into a new feature of therapy, acupuncture anesthesia, which is a notable breakthrough of modern practice. By needling before and during surgery, the pain can be safely and effectively suppressed at the operation site. Such techniques have been used alone or with traditional anesthesia for operations on the head, neck, chest, abdomen, limbs, and in various invasive examinations. Patients remain conscious during the operation. As a result, they cooperate better with surgical process and enjoy the benefits of less anesthesia side effects, in-time protection for the essential organs, and immunoregulation and faster post-operative recovery. Another exciting finding of modern research is acupuncture's positive influence on stem cells. Many animal studies done in the brain, spine, and bone marrow have brought forth encouraging results showing that acupuncture may increase expression of stem cell genes, promote the proliferation and differentiation of the injected stem cells, and improve stem cell migration into the host system. These results indicate that the combined intervention of injecting stem cells with acupuncture provided a better outcome than stem cell transplantation alone. Acupuncture has been used for millennia and is still as dependable today. Its integration with breakthroughs in this book may lead this ancient healing art to a future role in regenerative medicine. What I really hope you realize now is that there is no shortage of tools to implement and explore to control and eliminate pain. So don't doubt that we're living in the right time to deal with your pain. Whatever you do, don't just sit and suffer. Sure, surgery might be necessary, but before you head to the operating room, you might want to try something less extreme that you've discovered in this chapter, something that can free you from pain that doesn't require such extreme intervention. Hopefully, you're as optimistic as I am about the prospect of living pain-free. But it requires more than optimism. It requires a commitment to test new approaches because breakthroughs are coming out every day. One of the most important things I've learned is that we have to be willing to look beyond the traditional approach to find solutions that work and practitioners who are willing to find the root of the problem and not merely treat its symptoms. Luckily for us, we're living in an age of medical revolution where a generation of independent-minded mavericks are finding better ways to combat pain without surgery or pharmaceuticals. Like so many other ideas and treatments in this book, it's all about finding ways to increase your well-being so you can continue to do all the things you love and feel strong, healthy, and pain-free doing them for many years into the future. Now, let's move on to discover simple lifestyle changes that you can make at no cost that can have a profound impact on your energy, focus, and quality of life. Let's discover the longevity lifestyle and diet.